This is Gordon Strom, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I've got an Anger Jarlundrud. It's a Category 1E Dortmunder export. Now, Anger is in the little town of Eying outside of Munich, so this isn't an authentic Dortmunder. In fact, it's labeled a Helles export beer, meaning Helles meaning pale, and export beer usually indicating a higher strength. Jahrhundert is, Jahr is year, and hundred is hundredth, so it's labeled as a century celebration Bavarian lager. So keep that in mind. It's got a light gold color, and it's clear, and it's got a tall white head, so I will give it a 3 for appearance. The nose is malty with some spicy noble hops. Both seem about moderate and balanced. The malt has a sweet pils type, but with some richness and depth. Seems to be a clean lager, just the barest hint of sulfur. As it warms up a little, the malt seems a little bit higher than the hops. But it has that richness that I associate with the Anger Brewery. It's sort of their house character. I'm going to give it a 10. I'd like just a little bit more hops. And the richness is a little unusual. The flavor... malty, pils flavor, that rounded sweetness, distinctive German pils malt. It's a little richer than that. Again, characteristic of Anger. They've got this sort of house malt character. It might come from their yeast, which you can get as the White Labs Bock yeast. It's medium bitterness. It's got a moderate noble hop flavor. It's sort of spicy and a little floral. Clean lager fermentation. I'm getting a little bit of alcohol in the flavor, so there is some strength to it. It's got a rather full finish, not really as crisp as some. So, I mean, I can see the malt hop balance and the strength being indicative of Anger, even though it seems a little full and a little bit heavier than the classic Dortmunder examples. I'll give it a 16 on flavor. Mouthfeel. It's got a medium to medium full body, which is a little big. Medium high carbonation, which is okay. It's smooth. And I am getting a little bit of alcohol warmth. I'm not sure the exact strength. I would guess it's somewhere up in the 6% range, though. It's heading towards a Maybach. So I'll give it a 4 on mouthfeel. So overall, it definitely has the Anger House character. The malt and sort of the yeast character is distinctive. So it's like a big, bitter Helles, which is pretty much what a Dortmunder is, although Dortmunders tend to be a little crisper, so a little less body. So that's my main fault on this, but I could sort of see how they didn't intend necessarily to have something in the Dortmunder style. They're just brewing a big, unusual Helles, and by doing that, they wound up with something approximating a Dortmunder. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'm guessing that they just produced a special beer for an occasion, century celebration. And you know, they just wound up hitting something similar to another style. So if you can't find real German Dortmunders, you know, you can try this one. You know, it's not from Dortmund. So just be aware that Dortmunders are just usually a little bit crisper and a little bit less body than this. Maybe with a touch less alcohol. You know, it's sort of a cross between a Dortmunder and a Maybach, as it stands, especially when you get that Eynger malt richness. It's not really, you know, I think it would do better as a Dortmunder than a Maybach, but I can see it being sort of in between there. I'll give it an 8 overall, because it is a clean and tasty beer. Just got a couple of minor tweaks, lighten up the body a little crisper, and I think it would actually hit the style a little bit better. So I'll give it an 8 overall for a total score of 41. So that's the Eynger Jahrhundert, Category 1E Dortmunder.